there, deep divers. Yeah. Ready to dive into something kind of different today.
Always up for a deep dive.
Awesome. So today we're going to be talking about strike staffing.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and we're going to be focusing specifically on Oregon.
Okay.
We found this really fascinating article called Effective Strike Staffing Tips for Oregon.
Hmm.
And it's from a company that actually specializes in strike staffing. So.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they kind of know their stuff. But you know what's interesting is this topic might be more relevant to you listening than you think.
Oh, really? How so?
Yeah, even if you aren't in a union or anything like that or calling the shots at some big company.
Okay.
Because we all rely on a functioning society, right?
Right.
And strikes, well, they can really kind of throw a wrench in things sometimes.
It's true. Strikes can definitely disrupt the normal flow of business and services.
Exactly. And that's where Oregon really gets interesting.
Okay.
So Oregon, I don't know if you know this, but they have a really strong union presence.
Yeah, I've heard it.
And they've got some pretty robust worker protections.
Mm-hmm.
And that basically means there's a higher chance of labor disputes.
Which could lead to more strikes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I see where you're going with this.
More strikes equals more need for strike staffing.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So basically, they need a way to keep things running when those disputes arise.
Exactly. So for example, let's take healthcare, right?
Okay.
Imagine a nurse's strike.
Ooh, yeah. That'd be a big deal.
Yeah. At a major hospital, patient care can't just stop.
No, absolutely not.
Right. You need those nurses. You need those doctors.
Exactly.
So strike staffing would come in and basically fill those gaps.
I see. So they're like a backup team.
Exactly. Yeah. To ensure those essential services remain operational.
That's pretty critical.
Right.
Wow. It's like strike staffing is almost like preventing a crisis.
Yeah, it is.
It's not just about, you know, the money or keeping a business going. But like you said, it's about the public well-being.
Exactly.
Really important stuff.
And it's not just healthcare, right? Oregon has labor shortages across like all kinds of sectors these days.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So having these flexible staffing solutions is even more critical.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
And then on top of that, businesses are always trying to manage costs.
Of course.
So strike staffing can be a more, you know, fiscally responsible way to handle a dispute than hiring full-time employees.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. So it's a win-win.
Sounds like it.
Businesses keep running, essential services aren't interrupted.
Yeah, so how does it actually work? Like, what are the best practices for a company trying to use this?
Well, that's what's so interesting about this article is they really stress the importance of risk assessment.
Okay.
So it's not about waiting till a strike happens and then, like, scrambling to react.
Got it.
It's about thinking ahead.
Okay.
Anticipating, you know, what could happen.
Kind of like a pre-strike game plan.
Exactly. They need to think about what roles are absolutely essential.
Okay.
What's the likelihood of a strike in their particular industry?
Right.
And then what would the impact be if they did have a strike?
So like really thinking through those scenarios.
Yeah, it's strategic.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. You wouldn't bring in just anybody to fill any role, right?
Oh, of course not.
Like you wouldn't ask a plumber to do an electrician's job.
Exactly. You need the right person for the right job.
Exactly. So choosing the right staffing partner for your specific needs is super crucial.
Okay. So like finding a staffing agency that specializes in the kind of work you do.
Yeah, exactly. The article really stresses that the importance of industry specialization.
Okay.
So whether it's healthcare or manufacturing logistics,
mm-hmm.
you need someone who knows that field inside and out.
Right. Someone who understands the skills, the qualifications.
Yeah, and like any regulations or certifications.
So it's more than just filling a spot. It's about finding someone who can actually do the job.
Exactly. And what about speed?
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
If a strike hits, you need those replacement workers like yesterday.
You got to be able to move quickly. Makes sense.
They actually mentioned a case study in this article.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was about Cisco Sigma. Have you ever heard of them?
I think so.
They're a big food distributor, and they needed to bring in staff super fast.
Wow. So like an emergency situation?
Kind of. Yeah. They needed hundreds of skilled workers in just a few days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So choosing a staffing partner who can move that quickly is paramount.
Wow. I can see why that's so important.
Imagine if they hadn't found the right partner. Like we could have seen empty shelves at the supermarket.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
Right. So the stakes are really high.
Yeah, for sure.
So it sounds like strike staffing is really all about having a solid plan. Anticipating potential problems.
Yeah.
And then finding the right partner.
Right. Someone who can meet your specific needs.
Exactly. But let's be honest. Sometimes even with the best planning, things can still go wrong.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So what are some of the challenges that companies might run into when they're implementing strike staffing?
Well, I would imagine one of the biggest challenges is pushback from regular employees.
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially in those union environments.
Yeah, people get worried about their jobs, you know, their livelihoods.
Of course.
And it makes sense they might see this as a threat.
Yeah, like their jobs are being taken away.
Right, even if it's just temporary.
So how can companies, you know, deal with that and make things smoother?
Well, I think communication is key.
Okay.
Being upfront about the fact that these roles are temporary and, you know, really emphasizing that this isn't about replacing the existing workforce.
Okay.
It's about bridging a gap, you know, during a difficult time.
So like framing it as a solution that benefits everyone.
Exactly.
Okay.
And also, it's important to remember that strike staffing isn't just about filling empty spots.
Right.
You need to make sure that these temporary workers are trained.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They need to meet all the compliance standards.
Especially in industries like healthcare or manufacturing.
Yeah, exactly. High standards.
You can't just throw anybody in there.
Right. Imagine if something went wrong because a replacement worker wasn't properly trained.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So it's not just about bodies. It's about the right people.
The right skills.
Yeah, who can just hit the ground running.
Exactly. And that's where a specialized staffing partner can really shine.
Okay.
They can vet the candidates, make sure they meet all the standards.
And even provide training.
Yeah, exactly. Customized to the role.
So like thinking about that plumbing example again, they would need to make sure all those workers had the right certifications.
And meet all the safety standards.
It's all about finding the right fit.
Definitely.
Okay, so we've got potential resistance from employees.
Right.
We've got the need for training and making sure everyone's, you know, following the rules.
Mm.
What else? What other hurdles might companies run into?
Well, logistics can be a huge headache.
Oh, yeah. Especially if a company has multiple locations.
Yeah. Or needs really specialized roles.
Mm-hmm.
Just coordinating all of that, the recruitment deployment, managing the strike staff.
It sounds like a...
It can be really complex.
Yeah, like a giant jigsaw puzzle.
Kind of. Yeah. Uh-huh. Every piece has to fit just right.
So that's where working closely with your staffing partner is key.
Absolutely. They need to understand your needs, your locations, the specific skills required.
So it sounds like finding the right staffing partner is kind of the secret sauce to all of this.
Yeah, for sure. A good partner can make all the difference.
They can help you plan and execute everything flawlessly.
And keep your business running smoothly.
Exactly. They're like the unsung heroes.
I like that.
Okay, so we've talked about the why, the how, and even some of the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But can you give us some real-world examples? Like, what does successful strike staffing actually look like in Oregon?
Sure. Let's start with healthcare. Mm-hmm. One of the most critical sectors where even a temporary disruption can have huge consequences.
Okay.
You know, during nurses' strikes, hospitals and clinics rely heavily on these specialized healthcare staffing providers.
Oh, okay. So they have agencies that just focus on healthcare.
Exactly. And it's not just about having warm bodies. These agencies are experts at finding qualified nurses, lab technicians, all kinds of healthcare professionals who can just step right in and keep things running smoothly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's like having a reserve team of healthcare heroes ready to go.
I like that.
And it's so important for protecting patients during these strikes.
For sure.
But it's not just healthcare manufacturing is another big one.
Right. Oregon has a lot of manufacturing.
Yeah, and any kind of halt in production can be super expensive.
Yeah, you got delays, shipments, supply chain issues.
Exactly. It all adds up to lost money for the company.
So how do they handle that?
Well, they use these manufacturing staffing solutions to keep those production lines moving.
Oh, okay.
And again, these agencies are specialized. Mm. They understand the manufacturing processes, the safety protocols, everything.
So they can just slot right in?
Yeah. Pretty much. It's not just about plugging in any warm body.
Right.
You need people who can maintain the same level of quality and efficiency.
Because if you lose a bunch of workers during a strike, you can't just hire anybody off the street.
Exactly. You need skilled workers who know how to operate the machinery, follow all the safety procedures.
Right. And make sure the products are still up to the company's standards.
Precisely. So these staffing solutions are really a lifeline for these businesses.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
Like, strike staffing is this buffer that protects the economy from these disruptions.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible when you think about how interconnected everything is.
What about companies that deal with moving goods?
Like logistics and warehousing?
Yeah.
That's another area where strike staffing is crucial.
Okay.
Think about how everything moves through our economy, right? from raw materials to the things we buy in stores. It all relies on this complex network of warehouses, distribution centers, trucks, ships, planes, and any disruption to that flow can cause huge problems.
Yeah, delays, shortages, prices going up.
Exactly. So during strikes, or even just times when demand is really high, these specialized warehouse staffing agencies step
To
in.
make sure everything keeps moving.
Exactly. They provide workers who can handle all those warehouse tasks.
Like what kind of tasks?
Oh, operating forklifts, managing inventory, packaging, shipping.
Wow, so they're really keeping the wheels of commerce turning,
Literally.
even when there are strikes or worker shortages.
They're the unsung heroes.
So it's not just about keeping the warehouses staffed, it's about keeping the entire supply chain running smoothly.
Exactly, and making sure consumers aren't affected.
It sounds like strike staffing is mostly a reaction to a problem, though, right?
Yeah, it is often a way to deal with a strike that's already happening.
But is there anything companies can do to be more proactive?
That's a great question.
Like, can they build in some kind of safeguards to maybe reduce their reliance on strike staffing in the future?
Well, the article does talk about long-term contingency planning.
Oh, interesting.
It's about shifting from reacting to problems to anticipating them and building a more resilient workforce.
So, like having a plan B
Exactly. Or even a plan C.
so that they can handle anything, a strike, the natural disaster, whatever comes their way.
Exactly.
What kind of things can they do?
Well, one of the key strategies is cross-training employees.
Okay.
Imagine if everyone on an assembly line could do multiple jobs.
Oh, that's interesting.
If someone's out sick or on strike, someone else can step right in.
That would be so helpful.
Right. It makes the company much more flexible.
It's like having a Swiss Army knife of a workforce.
I like that.
Everyone's ready for anything.
Exactly. And it gives employees a chance to learn new skills, too.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's a win-win.
So cross-training is one thing. What else can they do?
Well, they can also outsource some of their non-core tasks.
Okay, so like things that aren't absolutely essential to the business.
Right, that frees up their internal resources to focus on what matters most.
And they can adjust their staffing more easily if they need to.
Exactly. It's a smarter way to manage their workforce.
And of course, we can't forget about technology.
Right.
Automation is changing everything these days.
It is.
How do you think it's going to impact strike staffing in the future?
That's a tough one.
Right?
On the one hand, as automation takes over more tasks, the need for human workers could decrease.
So fewer workers, fewer strikes, less need for strike staffing.
Maybe.
But it's probably not that simple, is it?
Nope.
Because automation also creates new types of jobs.
Exactly. Jobs that require different skills.
Right. And those workers, even if they're highly skilled, they're still going to have their own concerns, their own needs.
And they might still organize and demand better conditions.
So automation might change the landscape of work, but it doesn't necessarily eliminate the potential for labor disputes.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting.
Right. Like, how will strike staffing adapt to this new world?
Will we see new agencies that specialize in finding tech workers?
Or agencies that train people to operate the robots that are replacing other jobs.
Mind-boggling.
It's like we're entering a whole new era of labor relations.
With technology driving the changes.
It's exciting and a little bit scary at the same time.
Yeah, for sure.
This deep dive into strike staffing has really opened my eyes.
Mine too.
I never realized how much we rely on everything running smoothly.
It's easy to take it for granted.
Yeah, businesses operating essential services, functioning goods flowing freely.
It's all connected.
And understanding these behind-the-scenes mechanisms that keep society running is so important.
Even if we're not directly involved in business or labor,
Yeah, because it all affects our daily lives.
in ways we probably don't even realize.
So it's like having a backstage pass to the economy,
I like that analogy.
seeing how everything works.
And understanding why things happen the way they do.
Exactly. And that knowledge can make us more informed citizens, more aware consumers.
And maybe even more understanding of both businesses and workers.
Right, because we're all in this together.
Exactly.
Well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive.
It really has.
We've explored why strike staffing is such a big deal in Oregon,
The benefits, the challenges,
how companies can use it effectively.
and even some ways they can be more proactive and reduce their reliance on it.
And we've even touched on how automation might shake things up in the future.
Yeah, it's a constantly evolving landscape.
We've only scratched the surface, but hopefully this has given our listeners a better understanding of this really complex topic.
And maybe spark some curiosity.
Yeah, encourage them to learn more.
So to wrap up, Let's leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question.
Okay.
As technology keeps advancing and the nature of work keeps changing, how do you think strike staffing will evolve?
Will it become even more specialized?
Will we see totally new challenges?
Will automation eventually make strike staffing obsolete?
It's a question without an easy answer.
But it's definitely worth thinking about.
And that's the beauty of a deep dive.
We start with one topic.
And end up with a whole world of ideas.
Until next time, deep divers keep diving.
Keep learning. They have agencies that specialize just in healthcare staffing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's not just about filling a spot.
They need qualified people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They need to find nurses, lab technicians, all sorts of healthcare professionals who can step in and make sure patient care doesn't skip a beat.
That's incredible. It really is like having a backup team of healthcare heroes.
It is.
Ready to go at a moment's notice.
Exactly. And it's crucial for, you know, making sure patients are taken care of even when there's a strike going on.
Absolutely. So we've talked about healthcare. What about other industries?
Well, manufacturing is another big one where strike staffing is really important.
Right, because Oregon has a pretty big manufacturing sector.
They do. And any disruption to production can be really costly.
Yeah, you've got delays in shipments, supply chain problems.
And ultimately, it all comes down to financial losses for the companies.
Right. So how do they deal with that?
Well, they often turn to these specialized manufacturing staffing solutions.
Okay, so kind of like the healthcare staffing agencies, but for manufacturing.
Exactly. These agencies understand the ins and outs of manufacturing.
The processes, the safety protocol.
All of it. So they can provide workers who can just step in and keep things running smoothly.
So it's not just about finding a warm body. It's about finding someone who can actually do the job.
Exactly. They need people who can operate the machinery, follow all the safety procedures.
And make sure the quality of the product doesn't suffer.
Precisely. It's all about maintaining those standards that the company has worked so hard to establish.
So these staffing agencies are really acting as a lifeline for these businesses during a strike.
They're helping to prevent major disruptions and keep those production lines moving.
It's pretty amazing how strike staffing can kind of act as a buffer for the economy.
It is. It helps to absorb the shock of a labor disruption.
And allows these essential industries to keep functioning.
Exactly. It's all about keeping those wheels turning.
Speaking of wheels turning, what about those companies that deal with, like, moving goods around?
You mean logistics and warehousing?
Yeah, exactly. How do they handle strikes?
That's another area where strike staffing plays a huge role.
Okay.
Think about it. Everything we buy, every product we use has to move through this complex system of warehouses and distribution centers.
And trucks and ships and planes.
Exactly. It's a massive network. And any disruption to that flow can have ripple effects throughout the entire system.
Right, leading to delays, shortages, price increases.
Exactly. So during strikes, or even during those really busy periods, like, you know, the holiday season.
Oh, yeah. Things get crazy then.
They do these specialized warehouse staffing agencies step in to make sure everything keeps moving.
Wow. So they're really keeping the economy running.
They are. They provide workers who can handle all those warehousing tasks.
Like, what kind of tasks are we talking about?
You know, operating forklifts, managing inventory packaging and shipping.
So they're really the unsung heroes of the supply chain.
I'd say so. They're working behind the scenes to make sure goods get where they need to go.
Even when there are labor shortages or disruptions from strikes.
Exactly. They're keeping those shelves stocked and those packages moving.
It sounds like strike staffing is a very reactive solution, though.
Well, it often is a way to deal with a problem that's already happening.
But is there anything companies can do to be more proactive?
That's a great question. And it's something that the article actually addresses.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they talk about the importance of long-term contingency planning.
Okay, so like thinking ahead and planning for potential disruptions.
Exactly. It's about shifting from a reactive mindset to a proactive one.
Interesting.
And building a more resilient workforce that can adapt to different situations.
So it's kind of like having a plan B or even a plan C.
Exactly. So you're prepared no matter what comes your way, whether it's a strike, a natural disaster, or something else unexpected.
So what kind of strategies are we talking about here?
Well, one of the key things they emphasize is cross-training employees.
Okay, I've heard of that. What does it mean exactly?
It means training your employees to do multiple jobs.
Oh, okay. So like if someone's out sick or on strike, someone else can step in and cover for them.
Exactly. It adds a lot of flexibility to your workforce.
That makes a lot of sense, especially in a situation like a strike where you might suddenly be short-staffed.
Right. And it also gives employees a chance to learn new skills and expand their knowledge.
So it's a win-win for both the company and the employees.
Exactly.
Are there any other proactive measures companies can take?
Yeah, they also suggest outsourcing some of those tasks that aren't core to their business.
Okay, so like things that they could potentially have someone else handle.
Exactly. It allows them to focus their internal resources on those critical functions.
And it gives them more flexibility to adjust their staffing levels as needed.
Precisely. It's a strategic way to manage their workforce and make sure they can adapt to changing circumstances.
And of course, we can't forget about technology.
Right.
Automation is changing everything these days. How do you think it's going to impact strike staffing in the future?
That's a really interesting question, and it's one that's hard to predict with certainty.
Right, because technology is always evolving.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But on the one hand, you could argue that as automation takes over more tasks, the need for human workers might decrease.
So fewer workers, potentially fewer strikes, and less need for strike staffing.
Possibly, but it's not quite that simple.
Right, because automation also creates new kinds of jobs.
Exactly, jobs that require different skills and expertise.
And those workers, even if they're highly skilled, they're still going to have their own concerns, their own needs.
And they may still choose to organize and advocate for better working conditions.
So automation might change the landscape of work, but it doesn't necessarily eliminate the potential for labor disputes.
Exactly. And that's where things get really fascinating. How will strike staffing adapt to this new world?
Right, well, we see new agencies that specialize in finding tech workers.
Or agencies that train people to operate and maintain the very robots that are replacing other jobs.
It's kind of mind-blowing to think about.
It is. It's like we're entering a whole new era of labor relations where technology is driving the changes.
It's exciting and a little bit scary at the same time. This deep dive into strike staffing has really been eye-opening.
It has, for me too.
I never realized how much we rely on everything running smoothly.
It's easy to take it for granted.
Yeah, businesses operating essential services, functioning goods, flowing freely from producers to consumers.
It's all connected.
And understanding those behind-the-scenes mechanisms that keep society running is so important.
Even if we're not directly involved in business or labor relations,
Right, because these forces impact our daily lives in so many ways.
they do, whether we realize it or not.
It's like having a backstage pass to the economy.
I like that analogy.
Seeing how all the gears turn and understanding the complex interplay of factors that contribute to a stable and prosperous society.
Exactly. It gives you a whole new perspective.
And that knowledge can empower us to be more informed citizens, more aware consumers.
And perhaps more understanding of the challenges faced by both businesses and workers.
Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together. So this deep dive has been incredibly insightful. We've explored why strike staffing is so prevalent in Oregon,
The benefits and challenges it presents.
how companies can implement it effectively, and even some steps they can take to be more proactive.
And we've even touched on how automation might reshape the landscape of work and the role of strike staffing in the future.
It's a complex topic, and we've only scratched the surface.
But hopefully we've given our listeners a good foundation for understanding this important aspect of our economy.
And maybe spark some curiosity and encourage them to learn more.
So to wrap things up, let's leave our listeners with a thought-provoking question.
Okay, I like it.
As technology continues to advance and the nature of work continues to evolve, how do you think strike staffing will adapt?
Will it become even more specialized, catering to the needs of a highly skilled workforce?
Will new challenges emerge requiring innovative solutions?
Or will automation eventually render strike staffing obsolete?
It's a question with no easy answers, but it's one worth pondering.
And that, my friends, is the beauty of a deep dive. We start with one topic.
And end up uncovering a whole world of interconnected ideas and possibilities.
Until next time, deep divers, keep diving, keep learning.
Yeah, it's all about connecting the dots, isn't it?
You do?
Seeing how these things that might seem really far removed from our daily lives.
Actually have a big impact.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important takeaway for anyone listening. You know, even if you're not a CEO or a union leader.
Right, this stuff affects all of us.
So what's the takeaway for the everyday person?
I think the biggest one is awareness.
Awareness of what?
Awareness of how interconnected our economy really is,
Okay.
and how even things that seem far away can have an impact on us.
Like what?
Well, like we were talking about earlier, a strike at a manufacturing plant in Oregon
Right.
could end up affecting the price of groceries, you know, wherever you are.
Wow, that's crazy when you think about it.
It just highlights how reliant we are on this whole system working smoothly.
And I guess when we understand that, we can be a little more understanding.
Exactly. Like if there's a product shortage,
Or a delivery delay.
We might pause and think, hey, maybe there's a labor dispute somewhere.
Instead of just getting frustrated.
Right, because we have a better understanding of what might be going on behind the scenes.
Exactly, and this awareness can also make us more informed consumers.
How so?
Well, we can choose to support businesses that treat their workers fairly.
Oh, huh.
Or maybe we're more likely to understand why workers might be striking for better wages or working conditions.
It's about seeing the bigger picture, right?
It is.
Understanding that our economic system is complex.
And there are a lot of different perspectives to consider.
And ultimately, making more informed decisions as consumers and citizens.
Exactly.
Well said. This deep dive has been incredibly eye-opening.
It really has.
We've learned so much about why strike staffing is so prevalent in Oregon.
The benefits, the challenges, the best practices.
And even how companies can be more proactive and reduce their reliance on it in the future.
And of course, we touched on how automation might change everything.
Yeah, that was a really fascinating part of the conversation.
It is a constantly evolving landscape.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
But I think we've given our listeners a good foundation.
A starting point for understanding this complex and often overlooked part of our economy.
Exactly. And hopefully it sparks some curiosity and encourage people to learn more.
So as we wrap up, let's leave our listeners with a final thought-provoking question.
Huh?
As technology continues to advance and the way we work continues to change, how do you think strike staffing will evolve?
That's a good one.
Will it become even more specialized, catering to the needs of a highly skilled workforce?
Will we see new challenges emerge that require creative solutions?
Or will automation eventually make strike staffing a thing of the past?
It's a question without an easy answer.
But it's definitely worth pondering.
Absolutely.
And that, my friends, is the beauty of a deep dive.
You start with one topic.
And end up exploring a whole universe of ideas.
Until next time, keep diving, keep learning, and keep those brains engaged.
See you next time.